The White House is urging Americans to observe public health measures and to take the first vaccine available to them. A third vaccine is now being rolled out across the U.S. Johnson & Johnson has shipped nearly 4 million doses, and that adds to the supply from Pfizer and Moderna. Now, Simon Marks joins us live now from Washington, D.C. Now, Simon, these variants that the CDC is warning about, they are particular to the U.S.?
They're not particular to the US, but they're spreading rapidly through the US, I tell you. They are primarily the variant that originated in the UK, which within days is expected to be the dominant strain of COVID-19 throughout the United States. Remember, that's the variant that is much more transmissible than the original COVID-19 strain. They're also facing here the variant that originated in South Africa, which has now slowly over the last few weeks spread across the United States, and the variant that has caused so much difficulty in Brazil, the so-called Manaus variant, which is of increasing concern to public health officials here in the United States, who were very clear yesterday that there is absolutely no reason for Americans to loosen their guard if indeed they're maintaining a guard against COVID-19, which remains a huge question in many parts of the United States where people are still resisting the idea of safe distancing, of face mask wearing. Indeed, in some states, even with very, very low levels of vaccinations having been doled out, governors are lifting face mask mandates because they're under so much political pressure over the issue.
But you do have three vaccines available. You do have falling infections and deaths. Why is the CDC sounding the alarm now?
Well, a couple of different reasons. I mean, first of all, because they're worried that that fall in infections and deaths is not necessarily irreversible, and that indeed over the last several days they've started to witness a slowdown in the reduction of new infections and deaths as a result of COVID-19. But also a lot of this has to do with the calendar. Spring is almost upon us here in the United States. And as the country should have learnt 12 months ago, that means spring break will be upon us. And that means millions of Americans, particularly younger Americans, travelling to sunshine hotspots, whether they're in Florida or Mexico or other parts to the south, potentially engaging in COVID unsafe behaviours and then going back home and spreading COVID-19 all over the United States. It's exactly what the country witnessed a year ago, and public health officials are very concerned that with the spring break holiday coming into sight, there could be a repetition of that in the weeks ahead.
Well, I sure hope you get your jab soon, Simon. Thanks very much. Simon Marks reporting to us there from Washington.